Welcome. Tonight we would like to discuss with you the most recent episode. Oh, shit. The fuck happened?
I don't know, TJ.
It should have switched.
Well, TJ.
Well, TJ. Foiled again by hoist by your own petard. Once more.
Now it works. Okay, whatever.
Yo, chicken.
It's supposed to automatically change when I press that. It wasn't even me. That was the fucking program.
That wasn't even me.
That was the program.
Why did you have a Cockney accent for a second? Like,
it wasn't even me.
It wasn't even me, Governor.
Shut up, Scotty. For I beat you in a violent your life, bitch. I don't even know what accent I'm doing now.
I have an accent.
I talk like this because I am foreign. I am not American. So anyway.
So this is a clip from our latest patron episode about toilets where Scotty and I berate TJ for flushing weird things down the toilet.
And it's a total lie, by the way. Yeah. Scam situation.
And if you like this.
Judge for yourself.
And you want to see the whole thing, become a patron down below.
Here's the clip. Yeah.
It looks like we could streamline and modernize this, you know, with the
someone
right brain.
Someone needs to come along and fucking modernize the damn toilet.
I'm really surprised that you're not going to point out another glaring flaw of toilets.
What's that?
A lot of them clog pretty easily.
You just said that.
Yeah, TJ, so...
You just said that.
No, I'm saying, but you didn't kind of acknowledge it. You're talking about the failures, oh, this manufacturer thing, oh, it failed, the flapper won't open, the water, the filler won't fill.
I don't really have too much problem with clogging toilets.
Oh, you don't?
No.
How about the roll of fucking bounty, TJ?
Roll of bounty? What is that?
Well, let me get into it. You're fucking fat fucking ass for some reason, and I don't know why the fuck you did this, and I'm not really fucking sure. But in our house in Bellevue, there was a bathroom right next to the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And one day I go to take a piss, and it's like, try to flush toilet, and it's like, starts filling up. I'm like, oh, shit! You know, you go back, kill the fucking water, like, okay, I gotta plunge this toilet. I'm figuring TJ took a big old shit or something and clogged the toilet. All right? Nothing's happening. Finally get the water out, try to flush it again. This thing's seriously fucking clogged. I'm like, I'm gonna have to go to Home Depot and buy a fucking snake. So go to Home Depot, I buy a fucking snake, I come back, shove it down, start fucking fighting. And I'm fucking trying to pull some out of the toilet. I'm like, what the fuck is in here? I'm like, at this point, I'm like, I just don't know what the fuck's going to be in.
Are you going to pull a rat out or some shit?
Am I going to pull out a fucking squirrel or a snake? I mean, I'm kind of nervous, but I'm like, well, I got to figure out what the fuck this is. And so finally, it's... And the toilet, all this water just rushes down back out. The clog is fucking removed. And the snake is on a fucking half-used roll of Bounty paper towel. And I'm like, okay, so I know I didn't flush this. And I have a hard time believing Chelsea flushed this. So that really only leaves one other possible person.
There's one culprit.
That would have flushed a half-used roll of Bounty paper towel down the toilet, TJ. And I think,
let me ask you this question, Scotty. Let me ask you one question.
I think you know who that person is.
Let me ask you one question.
I think you know who that person is, TJ.
Let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead. Ask me a question.
Are you doing an impression of a toilet right now, Scotty? Because you're full of shit. That never happened.
Wow.
That never happened.
Never
TJ.
Happened.
So you categorically deny that you flushed half a roll of Bounty paper towel down.
I don't even think anyone did. I think you're making that whole story up.
I'm making it up, TJ?
Yep.
You know what I think happened, TJ? I think for some reason your ass was on your phone or doing something. You took a fucking big old shit. There was no toilet paper. So you grabbed a roll of Bounty paper towel that happened to be nearby.
Yep.
And you just wiped your ass with it and then tried to flush it down because you probably were like, oh shit. I wipe my ass on the whole roll, and I don't want to tear it off because it's disgusting. Let me just try to flush it down the toilet and hope it goes down.
A whole fucking half roll of toilet?
Dude, he would flush the fucking the ends of toilet paper rolls. So he'd use it to wipe his own ass. And then the toilet would clog from that.
The ends? Like the fucking...
Yeah, like the cardboard.
Oh, the cardboard part.
The tube part?
Like, TJ tries to flush weirdest shit.
Oh,
like,
you're looking...
That's true.
Fuck you, TJ. The whole time Scotty's telling this story, TJ's looking at me and locking eyes with me every once in a while and giving me this, like, this is all bullshit. And then he just admits, you flushed a toilet paper tube down
the toilet? That's not the same as a fucking roll of Bounty.
Yeah, TJ, but it does imply anything. That you're a person that doesn't realize that you can't just stuff a whole roll of toilet paper down the shitter.
Well, I didn't. I'm talking about fucking...
No, you did.
Yes, you did, TJ.
I'm talking about in a desperate situation, you know.
You have a proven track record.
Or maybe like a magazine kind of page or something. Who knows, you know? Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
I know.
TJ, when will you be held
to
account?
I know that you're fucking full of shit, TJ. I'm a fucking toilet. You're fucking full of shit, dude. You're one of those people that just flushes whatever. Like, you probably fucking flush a fucking bad phone. Like, my cell phone doesn't work anymore. Let's flush it.
Put it in a toilet. That's where you put things that you want them to go away forever.
Let me tell you something. It's kind of it's related, but it's unrelated. But whatever. I think one of my fucking first really primal fears in life was the toilet.
Oh, was something coming out from the toilet.
And I think it started with going through the video store. And I saw the cover of Ghoulies.
Oh.
Yeah.
You remember that old Ghoulies VHS tape?
Yeah, pull it up. That little green dude coming out the toilet.
I don't know why I said Goonies.
He's just a little goblin coming out the toilet. Yeah, I remember the cover of it.
So I was walking through an aisle in the fucking video store or whatever, and you see this fucking thing.
Oh, dude, yeah, I remember that.
You just see this box. Like, this is back in the days, you know, when whatever, you used to fucking go around and...
Yeah, put that on the screen,
look
dude.
At the video store. And here it is. You know, and I'd be walking down the aisle, and, you know, I'd be looking at movies. Oh, what movie am I going to get? And I saw this, and I'd be like, I don't want that one, you know? And I used to think that, you know, that fucking... When the refill valve, or whatever the fuck it's called, is, like, filling the tank back up.
Yeah.
And it makes kind of a loud noise, you know? Like,
yeah.
I thought, like, that's when the portal to the other dimension opens and these things come through.
And the ghoulies come out to get you.
So I used to go take a shit. So first of all, I would never sit on a toilet that was making that sound.
Right.
And I used to have a ritual where I would put a bunch of toilet paper in the toilet before I took the shit to block anything that might be coming up. Then I'd take my shit and I'd wipe and all that, and then I'd fucking... flush the toilet and run. Just haul ass away. Like,
you're still doing it.
Scared.
You threw the fucking paper towels down the toilet to block the ghoulies.
No, there's no paper. There's no
you
paper
did
towels.
That, TJ. You're I that
did not
guy.
Do that. No.
You just told us that story about how you used to throw extra paper in the toilet to block things coming out of it.
Yeah.
You admitted that you flushed the center tube of
Your
a
Honor,
toilet paper
I don't think
roll.
So. I don't think
Your
so.
Honor, the
I don't
state
think so.
Rests.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
The state rests.
I don't think so.
That was the clip. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, consider becoming a patron and seeing that and all kinds of other great content. Like, we just did episode 2 of Dank Dungeons and Drunken Dragons, which, due to popular demand, I think you're going to be seeing a lot more of that.
Oh, shit.
Announcements to come. Thank you guys for checking us out and watching and supporting this channel. We all love you from the very bottom of our hearts, especially Paul. He loves you the
Paul
most tenderly of all of us.
I do.
And I can't even compete with
you. Always hurt the
down
ones
below
you love.
Or here. Click, 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 click.
Click, click somewhere.
Click here.
Doesn't even
click
matter
here,
where you click. Just
here,
click.
Click.